Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
One week ago, Bart Winkler rose from the ashes to win his first trivia contest against the up-and-comer, Evan Heffelfinger, who studies baseball reference in his free time. And also, I think, heavily while on the job. And Ryan Horvath, the sage who can name all-star teams from the last 20 years all the way down to their bench off the top of his head, allegedly. I won. Now it's time to defend my crown. I'm Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, Evan Heffelfinger. You guys know them and love them here at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Friend of show, Paul Immig. Take us out to the Paul game. Nine categories. We'll go around the horn. We can choose one of the categories to run through on our own. Otherwise, we alternate answers. You guys are more than welcome to play along at home. Root us on. The categories today: Brewers opening day, Marlins man, Bucks history, NBA stats, Packers history, NFL stats, Badgers, TV shows, and Saturday Night Live. Evan, you are up first. Paul, thank you, as always, for your hard work in doing this.
Can't wait to see. It's either Horvath's going to end the three-game losing streak, either Evan's going to make it 3 of 4, or Bart, you're going to win 2 in a row. So let's go. Let's do it.
Okay, and my internet is down, so I can't cheat. So let's go. Evan.
Evan.
All right. No comment on the checking baseball reference while on the clock comment. I'll start with Wisconsin Badgers.
Wisconsin Badgers. Okay, there have been about 20 Badgers basketball players who have appeared in an NBA game. How many of the Wisconsin Badgers basketball players, men's basketball players, can you name who have appeared in an NBA game?
Oh, this is one that I absolutely know because I have looked that exact same thing up on Basketball Reference. But
okay.
It's the first round. I won't make it. No, I'm going to go with my boy Sam Decker.
Decker, one. Horvath.
Devin Harris.
Devin Harris. Bart.
All right, well, then I'll say Kaminsky.
Evan.
My boy Duye Dukin appeared in one game.
I knew you'd want to say him. Yeah, Sacramento Kings, right?
Yep, one game.
Horvath.
Michael Finley.
Finley. Bart.
Oh, crap.
Bart has not looked it up on Basketball Reference, you can tell.
What of these guys actually played in the NBA?
Some of them will surprise you.
See, the guy I want to say, I know he was in the G League. I don't know if he got into an NBA game. But I will say Nigel Hayes.
No.
Yeah.
I think he played for the Knicks.
I'm on the Badgers website where they are promoting all-time Badgers to play professionally. and they don't have Nigel Hayes on it. So
I can
have to fight.
I can cheat and go check Basketball Reference if you want.
Hold on, hold on.
You don't
Nigel Hayes? Nigel Hayes definitely played in the NBA.
I don't think he did. I don't think he ever suited up for a game though.
Nigel Hayes signed a 10-day contract with the Lakers. He made his debut over the Knicks. He played a single minute that night.
Yeah,
2018.
Basketball Reference says he also had minutes with the Raptors and Kings. So
yes, yes, yes.
Badgers website. If you're listening, Badgers website guy. Come on.
Nigel Hayes. Nigel Hayes. All right, who's up? I got one.
Evan. Yeah, Evan.
Oh, he's on the phone. My bad. Evan, you don't got to worry about the phones during the segment, by the way.
That was Rick from Oshkosh. He was mad that we were doing a trivia game.
Yeah.
Well, what's he want to do? Talk about the game last night?
He doesn't even listen to the show, so he'll survive.
Yeah, he said this is supposed to be
if you want to talk Costa Rican soccer, it's the game we watched last night. It's 2-2 tie.
He said this is supposed to be a sports talk radio show.
What the hell is... What are we doing right now? What are we doing right now? We're talking about the Badgers.
That's what I told him. I'm going to go... Alondo Tucker.
Damn it, Joliet, Illinois.
Yeah.
Stealing the one guy.
Badgers website actually did recognize Alondo Tucker for his contribution to the NBA. Horvath.
I'll go, geez, now we're getting into the nitty-gritty here. Decker's been said, Kaminsky's been said, so you take off everybody from that team. I'll go Corey Blackwell.
Yes. Who is Corey
Blackwell?
Yeah.
Seattle Supersonics 1985, the Badgers website recognizes him. I don't know who that is. So
Rob Horvath, big Corey Blackwell guy. And Alondo Tucker.
Okay.
Went to Lockport, played with my buddy Chris Holka, starting point guard of that team.
There you go, Bart.
I got a punt, right? I'm punting.
Evan.
Was Greg Stiesma said?
Yeah, he was not, but that's correct.
Okay.
Horvat.
I'll go with... Ooh, geez. Badgers that played. I feel like I want to say somebody, but I don't think so.
5 seconds.
Jeez.
Oh, I got
for four or minus four.
Brad
Three.
Sellers.
Brad Stellers?
Sellers. Sellers. Probably wrong.
I don't see him.
I believe that is correct, though.
I thought he was. I thought he was on the same team. I thought he played in the '80s, mid '80s. He definitely played in the NBA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, Brad Sellers is right. Yeah.
This is just a great website, Badgers. Okay, yep, that's right, for four. Bart, you got anything that's either on the Badgers website or not on the Badgers website?
Yeah, Wes Matthews, senior.
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, damn it.
Might get Wesley's dad, Wes. That's correct. Evan.
I have one more. Bucks preseason legend, Marcus Landry.
Yes, and he's actually on there. So I appreciate the ones that they're recognizing the most. Orbach.
Did anybody say Paul Grant?
No, no one said Paul Grant.
I'm going to because he went to Brother Rice High School.
Timberwolves, Bucks, and Jazz.
Rice.
I do have Bucks legend John Luehr.
I was going to say, no one said John Luehr.
Did I not say John Luehr yet?
No.
Did not say John Luehr yet.
I thought he had been said. Damn it.
Evan.
I'm going to have to punt.
Yeah, I think I'm done too. I'm done too.
I'm tapped out as well.
When I'm pulling out Sellers, I'm about done.
Yeah. I thought maybe someone like Kirk Penny. Mm. I think you guys pretty missed it. I was worried someone was going to say Rashard Griffith, Bucks second round pick, but he never did play.
Mm. Well, I'm sorry you worried about that all night, bud.
I mean, it kept me up. It kept me up. new category. So that one, 15 points for Evan. 15 points for Horvat and 10 for Bart. Horvat, your category.
All right, I will go. You know what? Let's do Saturday Night Live. Really make Rick from Oshkosh happy.
Yes, for Rick. Well, Rick doesn't listen, so unless he's calling, he's not going to hear it.
You're right.
There have been 20 hosts of Saturday Night Live who are in the Five Timers Club have hosted five times. 20 have done that. How many of the 20... SNL Five Timer Club hosts, can you name?
All right, let's go around the horn on this one, and I'll start with Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin leads with 17. That was your Team America World Police impression.
Yes,
I know
it
well.
It was, yeah.
Bart.
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks with 9. Evan.
Steve Martin.
Good job.
Steve Martin, second place with 15. Horvat.
John Goodman.
John Goodman, third with 12. Bart.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore is on there, yes. 6 times. Evan.
Justin Timberlake.
Timberlake, 5 times. Horvat.
My favorite, Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase. Bart.
Candace Bergen.
Yes. Evan.
Tina Fey.
Tina Fey has hosted 6 times.
Wow, she Horvath. Has.
Really? I wouldn't have got that. Tom Hanks.
I said
has
Tom.
Been set.
Oh. Christopher Walken.
Yes. 7 times. Bart.
Martin Short. No.
No. No Martin Short.
Ooh, that gave me a hint.
Nope.
Where I want to go with mine.
Evan.
He's on there like every week.
I don't think he's ever... Has he ever even hosted?
That's a good
he's
question.
He's for sure hosted.
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. Only 5 times.
That's the minimum. Okay. I'll go... Bart said Martin Short, which was incorrect, but I will go... Incorrect, I should say. Danny DeVito, who is short? Yeah!
Nice connection. Yes.
Ooh, I got another one.
Evan.
Bill Murray.
Yes, 5 times.
This is my category. This is so stupid.
What about...
The love of my life, besides my wife, Amanda, Scarlett Johansson.
Yes, 5 times. The future Mrs. Colin Jost.
The future Mrs. Horvath, hopefully, after they get divorced. After my wife leaves me.
Evan.
That's the radio biz.
Oh, I don't know if I have any more.
I do.
I'm going to have to punt.
Horvath.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck, 5. Time.
How do you know that?
Evan, punt?
I love Saturday.
Yeah, I'll punt again.
Horvat, what else you got?
I think I got one more, but I got to fire up the music. This. How many would I lose if I get it wrong?
8.
Oh, geez. All right, I'll do it anyway. The Rock. If you smell!
That's correct. Evan, punt? Horvat, got any?
Yeah, I'm done.
Will Ferrell's been said. Yeah, I think I'm done. I think I'm done.
Yeah, the only other ones like Sting, Melissa McCarthy.
I don't even remember.
Melissa McCarthy, I should have gotten that one.
I know, that one, yes. Sting hosted 5 times?
Yeah, and that does not include musical
guests. I was going to say, I remember him doing a Dream of Red, a Lady at it. Little Desert Rose is a musical act, but.
Yeah. Sure. Jonah Hill and then Buck Henry.
Oh, Buck Henry?
Bart. Who?
Yeah.
Give me TV shows just to satisfy Rick.
TV shows, Rick. Here we go, buddy. Can someone call him so you can hear this?
Craig Council right. Sucks.
Yeah, what was that? What was that bullpen move last night, Rick? Okay, Friends, Roseanne, JAG, Beverly Hills 90210 are among the all-time scripted U.S. primetime television series to have 10 seasons, okay? Like Hawaii Five-0, Blue Bloods, Beverly Hills 90210, Friends, Roseanne, etc. They have all had 10 seasons. How many shows of scripted U.S. primetime television, so got to be ABC, CBS, ABC, Fox, have had more than 10 seasons on the air?
Wow.
More than 10 seasons.
Could it be like animated too, or does it have to be live action?
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as it's not reality TV, and as long as it's not on something that's outside of like those core four primetime networks.
Okay.
Do you want to go around the horn?
I will. Do soap operas count?
That's another question I had.
No, it's got to be primetime.
Oh damn.
Primetime.
Primetime television series scripted.
All right, I'll go around the horn. Yes. The Simpsons.
Damn it.
There you go, bud. Evan.
Law and Order.
Yes.
Just regular Law and Order.
Yep, Horvat.
10 years, you said?
Yep, well, more than 10.
More than 10
so
years?
Have had at least 11 seasons.
Okay. Family Guy.
Yes. Bart.
Law and Order SVU.
There you go.
Where'd you come up with that one?
Evan.
Grey's Anatomy.
Yes.
Ooh,
nice.
Horvath.
Man, I don't know. ER?
Hmm.
Yes, 15 seasons.
I hated that show.
Bart.
Does cable count?
No.
Oh.
No HBO, no Showtime.
No. No reality.
I like Maybe Done.
Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
The Midday's favorite show.
My wife likes that show. Almost divorced her over
it. I've seen less than 5 minutes of that in its history.
I liked it when I was 15 in high school.
I was going to watch it one time, but then I just carried on living my life.
Criminal Minds.
Criminal Minds. Sorry, I was looking at something else. Yes, 15 seasons. Horvat.
CSI?
Can't imagine it's not on here.
But there's like 90 of them, like CSI Creston, CSI Joliet, CSI Milwaukee, CSI Hell's Corners, not Milwaukee Hell's Corners.
I'm just going to give you CSI because the first one is called CSI : Crime Scene Investigation, which means the show is called
CSI.
Yeah, let's do the one CSI. With Gary Sinise. Give me back my son!
I'm just saying, like, how absurd is it that they said both what the acronym is and then what the acronym stands for as the name of the show? You don't need to do both. It's not the NBA : the National Basketball Association. Anyway, that's
right, that'd look really good on a t-shirt, though.
Right, you are, kind of.
Bart.
Gunsmoke.
What?
Gunsmoke is correct. 20 seasons.
Unreal.
From that's who The Simpsons passed. Until 1975.
Oh, I know. Ooh, I got one.
My turn?
Yeah.
Evan.
American Dad.
American Dad is correct. 17 seasons. Horvat.
One of my favorites. 2.5 Men.
It's not really one of your favorites.
Oh, I love that. Until they put Ashton Kutcher in Charlie
Sheen's. Okay. Bart.
Modern Family.
Modern Family had 11 seasons. Evan.
That's tough.
Ooh, I got some. I'm good now.
Yeah, MASH.
MASH had 11 seasons. Horvat.
Married with Children.
Had 11 seasons.
Yeah! Bud Bundy, 4 touchdowns, 1 game, pull Kai.
Al Bundy, you said Bud, didn't you?
No, Bud was the son. I may have said Bud on accident. I was always a big Bud fan. Yeah. He struggled with the ladies.
I watched lots of Married with Children. We can do our trivia on that alone. Bart.
Cheers.
Loved Kelly.
Cheers had 11 seasons. Evan.
X-Files.
X-Files had 11 seasons.
All right.
Sneaking them in. Horvat.
Bart goes Cheers. I'll go with Frasier.
Frasier had 11 seasons. Bart, for 7 or minus 7.
Will and Grace.
Will and Grace had 11 seasons. And I think only because of their recent comeback.
I was going to say, they came back. Right, yeah.
They would have been short.
Yeah, they did 8-3.
We can't use Hawaii 5-0, right?
Sure.
Oh.
Yeah, why not?
Sure. Cool.
I thought you said Hawaii 5-0. Imig said Hawaii 5-0.
So, oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I was trying to say, why would you? Yes, it had 10 seasons. I named it, so no, that's... You keep going.
Okay.
This part of the question.
I know there's one more Law & Order, but did they get to 10 seasons, and what was it called?
What did the Law & Order have to...
I
got five, one.
Ooh, I might have to punt. Four. Let me think about it.
3, 2, punt. Horvat.
My brother's first love was Jessica Biel, Seventh Heaven.
Seventh Heaven. I got to make sure how many that had here. That had 11 seasons.
Had to have been. Because Jessica Biel went from being like a kid to holy cow. That's Jessica Biel. Now she's in Summer Catch. Holy cow. I got to leave the room for 10 minutes.
Bart.
My uncle, Henry Winkler, happy days.
Henry Winkler.
Thursday, Friday, happy days, had 11 seasons. Evan, are you back in?
Law and Order.
You really
Des Moines.
That one.
Oh, Law and Order, Criminal Intent.
Had 10 seasons, was not in the question, is incorrect.
Whoa.
Wait, what?
Minus 7.
Wait, what?
So I didn't, it was had 10 seasons, so it's not correct.
It has to be more than 10?
It's got to be more than 10, yeah.
Oh, okay. So if it's at 10, no go, right?
Correct.
Okay. Damn, that takes out a couple of mine, I
what
think.
What about?
MASH.
That was, has been set.
Okay, Murphy Brown.
Had 11 seasons.
Yep. Used to hate going to my grandma's house. Well, loved going to my grandma's house, but hated
sure
on Murphy
that
Brown night.
You guys are cheating.
No. Murphy Brown and MASH were the shows like where
no,
I did not
I'm
want to
pretty
be my
sure,
grandma.
I'm pretty sure you guys
Bart,
are cheating.
What do you got?
NYPD Blue.
Oh, good one. Jimmy Smits.
12 seasons.
I'm tapped.
I got it. Roseanne.
That was.
Was said in the question it had 10 seasons.
Oh, crap. There's one I want to say, but I think it was only 10 years. My favorite show of all time. So I'm going to pass, actually. I'm out. But could I ask you one when we're done?
I'm passing. The category's over.
Okay.
Yeah,
Friend, over, would Friends have counted? I know that it was, I believe.
You said Friends.
Oh, okay.
It was in the question. It had 10. So
okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. My bad. Okay.
Yeah, you guys got most of the big ones. Good job.
Do a break.
All right, we'll take a quick timeout. We'll tally up the scores. Rick, the rest of the categories are all sports. So stick around. 105.7 FM, The Fan. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath, Evan Heffelfinger.
What was that?
Shorten your name. It's our weekly trivia game. Paul Emig is our host. At the break, Horvath's got 87 points. I've got 57. Evan, 44. We still have the categories Brewers opening day, Marlins, man. Bucks history, NBA stats. Packers history and NFL stats. Got a message from one of our listeners. He chooses to be anonymous. He says, Horvath is cheating. Paul said it is to be more than 10 seasons for the TV shows you guys are talking about. 10 seasons, one count. Horvath said, well, that takes away some of mine. Who the hell knows? Multiple shows and exactly how many seasons they ran.
Me.
The listeners will not stand for this.
Me, because two of my favorite shows went exactly 10 years, including Friends. I can name every single episode, a listener that doesn't want to be named if you want to play that game. Or we could just fight in a cage.
All right, it is Evan's turn. What do we have for your category, bud?
Let's go Bucks history.
I knew it would be Bucks or Brewers, so I was prepared for either. When Evan Heffelfinger was not yet in kindergarten, the Bucks were in the 2001 Eastern Conference Finals against the Philadelphia 76ers. How many Bucks or Sixers players who averaged at least 1 point in that seven-game series can you name? Bucks-Sixers, 2001 Eastern Conference Finals. How many players can you name from either team who averaged at least 1 point per game in that seven-game series?
Paul, you're breaking up a little bit, so I'm going to get you back going. Evan, are you taking this one by yourself? Or?
No. I know a few of the players, but I don't think enough to make it take it.
Okay, you guys start really quick. Let me check on Paul real quick.
Ray Allen.
Yes, that's correct.
Who was traded in maybe one of the worst moves in Bucks history? People forget
you know,
about
Horvath's
George Karl.
Turn. I don't know what to say. It's Horvath's turn.
Okay, sorry about that. Who did you say, Ray Allen? Sorry, I was getting.
So I can guarantee that one's right.
Paul's good to go again. What did you say?
Yep. It is correct. Ray Allen is correct.
Yes.
Okay. We're going around the horn of all players in that series, right? Sorry, I was trying to get everything going back up. All right, big dog, Glenn Robinson.
Correct. Bart.
Sam Cassell.
Correct. Evan.
Tim Thomas.
Correct. Horvat.
Allen Iverson.
Correct. Bart.
Eric Snow.
Yeah.
Correct.
Dikembe.
Evan. Correct. Horvat.
Jason Caffey.
Jason Caffey, I mean, like, he had 1 point something points per game.
He had a rough year that year. He went to jail.
Yeah. Bart.
Irvin Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Not so magic.
No. Correct. Evan.
Uh-oh.
Evan.
I'm going to have to punt.
Okay. Horvat.
Aaron McKee.
Aaron McKee is correct. Bart.
Scott Williams.
Scott Williams is correct. Evan, still punt?
Yeah.
Horvat.
The master of the speed dribble, Lindsey Hunter.
Yes. Bart.
Let's see, I'm not cheating, so they're not coming to my head, so I will have to punt right now.
Evan, still punt?
I was four when this happened.
Yeah.
Are you punting?
Yeah, I have nothing.
Did anybody say skip to my Lou yet, Rafer Alston?
Rafer Alston has not been said and is incorrect.
Really?
He did not score. He only played 6 minutes in the series. Jeez. And did not score. That's minus six. Yes. Bart.
No, I don't have any more.
Evan?
No, sir.
You guys did tap out all of the Bucks. Also incorrect would have been Mark Pope, Darvin Ham, and Joel Prisbilla. They did not average 1 point per game in that series. And then the Sixers would have been Jumaine Jones, Tyrone Hill, Todd McCulloch, Rajah Bell, Rodney Buford, or Matt Geiger.
Matt Geiger.
Oh, Matty G!
Man.
Matt Geiger had 1 point per game.
He'll always be a Hornet to me.
All right, Horvat, your category.
All right, my category is, I pull those up really quick. Sorry, boys. I will go, let's go with, we did TV shows. Let's go NFL stats.
NFL stats. Last season, 18 players had at least 10 sacks. 18 players last season in the NFL had at least 10 sacks. How many can you name?
Wow. Let's go around the horn on this one. I'll start with Cam Jordan.
Cam Jordan, 15 and a half sacks. Bart.
Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald, 12 and a half sacks. Evan.
Za'Darius.
Nice.
Za'Darius is on there. 13 and a half sacks. Horvat.
Preston.
Preston is on there.
Oh, my good God.
12 sacks. Bart.
Joey Bosa.
I think Bosa, he had 11 and a half sacks. Evan.
TJ Watt.
TJ Watt, Bart's friend, had 14 and a half sacks. Horvat.
Chandler Jones.
Had 19 sacks.
That's a Bart. Good one. I'm going to say Danielle Hunter.
Danielle Hunter had 14 and a half sacks.
Nice.
Evan.
Uh-oh. Josh Allen.
Josh Allen had 10 and a half sacks.
Wow.
Horvat.
Didn't Shaq Barrett, I think he led the league.
He did, 19 and a half. Bart.
I am going to go with Nick Bosa?
Incorrect.
Yeah.
Right. I was wondering if someone might not be able to resist the impulse. Minus four. Evan.
See, I'm not good at defensive guys because I only have team defenses in fantasy football.
I'm in a league where we do defensive guys, so this is embarrassing.
They both had 9 sacks for what it's worth, so he was just shy.
Yeah, I knew he always. I paid a lot of money for him every week, and he sucked.
I'm going to punt.
Hold Wait, hold on, stop. Oh, no, Evan, you're right. You're punting. Not four of us turn.
I'll go Robert Griffin. Or, I'm sorry, I'll go Bud Dupree.
Bud Dupree is correct. He had 11 and a half sacks. Evan, anything come to mind?
No, nothing.
Horvath?
I got one in my head. I almost
for six or minus six.
Okay, I do got one. Bears just picked him up. Why did I see Robert Quinn?
Robert Quinn. I was wondering if who that's where you were.
Yeah,
like,
not RG3. I promise. Yeah.
Yeah. Evan, nothing. Horvath, got anything else?
I can't afford to lose any more points.
That's all I got.
Okay, good. Not bad. You guys got the top 10. There's Dante Fowler Jr.,
damn
Justin
it.
Houston, Eric Armstead, Marcus Golden from the Giants, wonder Miles that. Garrett, and Max Crosby.
Man, Miles Garrett still got 10 sacks. Damn.
I know, even though he only played in the 10 games. Yep.
All right, my category, I believe, let's go
yep,
Packers history.
Packers history. You know, I've heard about say a few times that that Jerry Kramer has been doing a lot of interviews
yes.
on your station. So I'd like to know.
Paul, we've lost Paul.
Let's get Paul back really quick. I'll do
let's
that.
Let's just take a timeout.
Works great.
We'll be back in 2 minutes. We'll figure out Paul. We'll catch you up on the score here on The Fan. Ryan Horvath with 117 points. Bart Winkler, myself, 69 points. Evan Heffelfinger with 56 points. It's our weekly round of trivia. Some breaking news. Summerfest is not happening at all. Summerfest is officially canceled. They had moved it to September, but they said with everybody getting back to work and with the pandemic, and we want people to keep their disposable income and get back as a nation to the psyche where we were at before this all happened. No Summerfest. It's official for 2020.
Wow.
So with that being said, let's get back to doing a trivia game. I picked Packers history. Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, any more clear, hopefully?
You're good. Paul and Mickey sound great.
You're good.
All right, buddy. I was saying that Ryan Horvath has mentioned that Jerry Kramer has been on the afternoon midday show quite a bit. And so I'm curious how many of Jerry Kramer's ice ball teammates you can name.
Nice.
For this question to be correct, they have to have started at least one game that season for the Packers. Bart.
All right, I'll go with Bart Starr, and we're going around the horn.
Bart Starr. We go down to Evan.
What year was the Ice Bowl?
67? 68?
Yep. 67.
And I can't say Jerry Kramer.
Cannot. Or Bart Starr.
Oh.
None of us were born here, Evan. So you're no more of a disadvantage than anybody else.
Don't worry, we'll talk about it on the station a couple times this month.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I'm going to punt, and then I'll come back to this.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you got to look it up first. You
all
guys
right.
Are so
no, I need to think, because I don't... Well, I guess this is the first one.
You
pass. No, I'm might be tempted to just take this myself.
No, you can't now. Okay, I guess... Can he do that?
Well, no one has said anything. You want to do it, Bart?
Damn it.
Yeah, I'm going to take it myself.
All right, go.
All right, Bart Starr. Willie Wood.
Yes.
Herb Adderley.
Correct.
Paul Hornung. By that I meant
no.
Jim Taylor.
I mean, Paul Hornung.
No, if I got it wrong, I got it wrong. I screwed up.
Could I steal a couple or no?
No.
Damn it.
I screwed up.
Forrest Gregg.
Dang.
Willie Wood.
Yeah.
Bob
no,
Jeter.
I said Willie Wood.
Oh.
All right, what else? Forrest Gregg would have been correct.
I think I've heard of one of those people.
Dave Robinson, who was just on the show.
Oh, yeah.
We just played his cuts.
Ray Nitschke?
Yep. Nitschke's on there.
All right, well, we could do this all day. What's
so
next?
Hornung was not on the Ice Bowl?
Should we triple check?
He didn't start.
I don't even have him on the roster.
Yeah, I don't think he was.
A pinched nerve in Hornung's neck severely curtailed his playing time in 66. He did not
yep.
see action in Super Bowl I.
Yep.
And then he was selected in the expansion draft by the Saints.
did not play that year. Yep.
Oh my God. Who's up next?
Evan.
Let's do it.
Brewers opening day.
Brewers opening day. You still have your make it, take it if you want it. We are looking for Brewers opening day center fielders since 1980. Brewers opening day starting center fielders since 1980.
I mean, I really don't have any choice but to take it, so I'll take it.
All right, go ahead.
Robin Yount.
One.
Mike Cameron.
Two.
Lorenzo Cain.
Three.
Carlos Gomez.
Four.
Brady Clark.
Five.
Scott Podsednik.
Six.
Scotty Popo.
One of my favorite Brewers of all time. Who took over after Gomez and before Lorenzo? I'm not going to say Kirk Neuenhuis because I don't think it was.
I think my reception's fine. I have no comment.
Yeah.
Was it Willie Mays Hayes? Run like Mays, play like Mays? He may run like Mays.
5 seconds.
I think that's all I got.
That's it?
That's all I got.
Okay.
Oh. Seven. Wait. T-Plush.
Five. It did not start in center field on opening day for the Brewers. So
even in 2012?
No, 2012 was not T-Plush.
Oh.
2012 starter on opening day at center field was Carlos Gomez.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
Untuck him, Evan.
Didn't make a difference either way because
I thought Untuck him was Prince Fielder.
No, Untuck him was Mike Cameron.
I said Mike Cameron.
Okay. He said Cameron. Oh, you were thinking of Keon Broxton.
That's who it was.
Keon.
By the way, Gorman Thomas. Paul Molitor started.
Did Jim Edmonds start in center field?
Edmonds did not. Tony Gwynn did. Bill Hall did.
I was going to say Tony Gwynn.
Yeah, Junior is already on Cal Sports.
Alex Sanchez, Marquise Grissom, Jeffrey Hammond.
Marquise Grissom.
Chuck Carr, Daryl Hamilton. There's your list.
Man, I feel like I should have gotten a couple of those.
I wanted to be Marquise Grissom.
Well, I choked on the Packers. I could have got every other one, but I said the wrong guy.
Give me Marlins, man, my boy.
Marlins, it's Marlins. Comma, man.
Okay, let's do it.
The Marlins won the World Series in 1997 and in 2003. How many players from either of those Marlins teams can you name, man?
All right, I'll take them. I'll do this one myself, all right?
Yeah, that's not good.
Let's go.
Good game, guys.
We'll go with Moises Alou.
Correct.
We'll go with Gary Sheffield.
Correct.
We'll go with Derek Lee.
Correct.
We'll go with Craig Counsell.
Hold on 1 second. Craig, yes, of course. Yep, you're good.
We will go with, we'll go with, let's think pitchers now. Kevin Brown?
Yes, Kevin Brown.
Dontre Willis?
Dontre Willis, D-Train. That's six.
Kurt Miller?
Oh, Mr. Marlin.
Who? Miller?
Kurt Miller.
I don't know if I know who that is.
He's a pitcher. I believe he was on the first run. I had the T-shirt. I loved that Marlins team. Then they blew it up.
Miller is not on here.
Are you sure about that? Kurt Miller, pitcher, 1997, Marlins. I believe he started a game.
What's his name?
Kurt Miller.
Kurt Miller?
Like K-U-R-T?
Yeah.
Do you want me to look it up on Baseball Reference?
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, no.
Kurt Miller.
Looks like he
97.
Pitched but didn't pitch in the postseason.
Yeah,
exactly. He had to pitch in the series, so he's not on the series, not in the World Series.
Do I get a mulligan for that?
You
or
do
no?
not.
Sure.
Yeah. No. Wait, yeah. What? He's already in the lead. He doesn't need more points.
No mulligan.
Well, how many do I lose on that, though?
No, you don't lose anything. But you stop at six.
Damn it. I didn't even say Moises Alou, Bobby Bonilla.
Yeah, Jeff Conine.
All right. Well, yeah, that's what I got then. Damn it. How did he not pitch in the postseason?
I didn't get a mulligan for Paul Hornung. How are you getting a mulligan for Kurt Miller?
All right. Last category, Bart.
Damn it.
Well, the last category is going to be around the horn, and it's going to be for the game.
NBA stats. Okay. This season, 19 players had at least 500 total rebounds in the NBA. This current, soon-to-be-resumed season, 19 players had at least 500 rebounds. How many can you name?
All right, I'll go with Giannis.
Giannis, fourth. Evan.
Hassan Whiteside.
Leads the league. Horvat.
Dwight Howard.
No.
Oh, wow.
Did not play. I'm sure it was just because he didn't play enough minutes.
In 2019?
Dwight Howard was ranked 23rd. He had 400 and something rebounds. Horvat's out. This is a chance for you guys.
All right. Andre Drummond.
Drummond, second in the league.
I don't know why I didn't do that.
My boy Nikola Jokic.
Jokic. 11th. 8th, actually. Bart.
KAT. Karl Anthony Towns.
Towns is not.
Jesus.
Towns is actually ranked way down, like 49th. Yes.
Wow.
He missed a lot of time.
He did miss a lot of time.
That's tough.
Evan, let's go. You got him.
Rudy Gobert.
Gobert, 3rd.
This is big for Evan here.
Bam Adebayo.
Bam, 7th.
Nikola Vucevic.
Yes.
I'm just going through all the centers in my head right now.
That's what I did, and I picked the wrong one again.
I went Dwight Howard.
Steven Adams.
Horvat's done a lot worse after he got called out for cheating, FYI.
We're going to go with coincidence.
Oh, yeah, because I picked the guy that was on the team.
Kurt Miller.
He started a game in the postseason.
You only know Kurt Miller if you cheat.
Clint Capella.
Or if you watched every single game of Marlins.
Clint Capella missed a lot of time, but had so many rebounds in that time that, yes, he is 16.
Should have went Josh Beckett.
Another guy who missed, Joel Embiid.
Joel Embiid, 17th, despite missing time.
Sabonis.
Sabonis, 5th.
I've been to Sabonis.
He's coming for you, Horvat. He's coming.
Jared Allen.
Jared Allen is 10th. Uh-oh, this is gonna be tight. What do you got, Evan? Anything else?
Julius Randle.
Julius Randle, correct. 9th.
Julius Randle?
Because he's like the number one power forward for the Knicks out of the 17 they have.
Exactly. Anybody else?
Choo-choo, Valanciunas.
Jonas was 6th. He's named 12, by the way.
I have a couple more, but I don't want to be wrong.
You will lose minus 13.
Would I win right now if I were to stop?
How about we do it? We'll do a quick total up here.
Okay.
Yeah, total them up.
We got time.
And then, Evan, I'll send you $1 right now for yesterday's cameo challenge.
Awesome.
Because you won. And then we're going to talk to Sam Monson at 9:15. They rank the top 50 players in the NFL. 3 Packers are on there. Your boy Rodgers is not. And then we'll hear from Tyler Dunn, 9:35. Bleacher Report.
Might hear from Rick.
Game is in the bag. Evan has 155, Horvat 137.
Wow. How did that happen?
Yeah, well, this is a 70.
I mean, how would I be cheating when I'm the one that's literally in front of everybody? How the hell would I cheat when there's people in the back? You're at home.
Yeah, I cheated last week. It's pretty obvious.
I'm going to stop.
I named a guy that was on a team, and then I was told, this is the second week. Never mind. I'm not allowed to complain, or I'll have to hear about that. So
I'm going
to
stop. Can I guess a couple of names quick?
Yeah, sure.
Kevin Love.
Kevin Love is on there.
James Harden.
James Harden is not.
Luka.
Luka is the last. He has 502 rebounds. That's another one.
Anthony Davis. I don't know if I said Anthony Davis.
Yes, no, you didn't. Or LeBron. And that's also correct. LeBron is not. No LeBron.
Mitchell Robinson.
Montrezl Harrell was
Montrezl Harrell is not on there. Who was the other one?
Mitchell Robinson.
No. No other.
I'm sure he's close.
Christian Wood is in the top 50, but he's not in the top 20.
Paul, we got to let you go. Thank you, as always, for your hard work. Evan, the champion, now 3 out of 4. Powerful things.
I'm going to want to hear a victory speech. So, yeah, that's all I got. Have a good one, guys.
Paul Emick joining us again. Trivia every week, Thursdays at 8. The NBA, we talked about all these stats. They have a chance to add to their stats. It's coming back. The details next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.